USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump urged Georgia's Secretary of State to re-examine the results of the presidential election in his state. In a recording of a phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger over the weekend, the president can be heard seemingly pressuring officials to find him enough votes to beat former Vice President Joe Biden in the state.
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more that we have, because we won the state. So tell me, Brad, what are we going to do? We won the election, and it's not fair to take it away from us like this.
The recording of the call was first reported on by the Washington Post. President Trump confirmed on Twitter Sunday that he had spoken with Raffensperger about election fraud in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow hair feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
At least 12 senators say they will challenge the certification of the Electoral College vote when Congress takes up the issue later this week. A number of House Republicans say they'll also challenge results in several states. Congressman Jody Heiss says the challenges are not about any particular election. The Georgia Republican tells Fox News that looking into alleged fraud is all about maintaining election integrity.
The issue at hand here is not about a particular election. It is about election integrity, about election security. And anyone, Republican or Democrat, who is unconcerned enough to investigate, to check into vicious allegations of election fraud, shame on them. Look, this entire republic hinges upon the voice of the people to be expressed at the voting booth. And if that integrity is lost, then we ultimately lose our republic.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
12 Republican senators led by Ted Cruz plan to challenge President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress this coming week. They say they intend to reject the electors from states where there are, quote, unprecedented allegations of voter fraud, violations, and lax enforcement of election law until a 10-day audit of each state's election results is completed. The House Minority Leader says challenging the Electoral College is nothing new.
Kevin McCarthy says he doesn't understand the pushback coming from the other side of the aisle. The California Republican tells Fox News that it's not unusual for Democrats to challenge the Electoral College vote, as they've done so several times in the past.
This is not something that's unusual. This is something that has happened by the Democrats on the last three Republican presidents. Not only has it happened, the sitting whip voted to remove electorals. The former Congressman John Lewis voted to remove the electoral votes from Ohio. So it's something that's gone on quite often with the Democrats, so I don't know why they'd have a problem knowing what has gone on with this election, that we have a debate and an openness on this and look at the integrity of what has gone on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
43 staff members at the Kaiser ER Department in San Jose, California have tested positive for COVID-19. The outbreak was reportedly caused by a staff member wearing an air-powered costume with a fan that may have spread droplets. Employees are in isolation and the hospital is undergoing a deep cleaning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.